This is the Palladian Energy Podcast, a podcast series for energy professionals featuring short, insightful interviews with experts who can shed light on topics that matter to you and your business. We'll cover issues relevant to the upstream, midstream, and downstream sectors. The first series will comprise 10 episodes, each providing valuable information on the topic of digitalization in the oil and gas industry. I'm your host, Elizabeth Corner, Senior Editor at Palladian Publications. Please subscribe to the podcast for free on anchor.fm and rate and review.
Sponsoring this episode of the Palladian Energy Podcast is Global Hydrogen Review, a new publication dedicated to the entire spectrum of hydrogen production and its applications worldwide. Each issue of Global Hydrogen Review will include quality keynote articles, detailed case studies, and in-depth technical articles highlighting the latest trends and innovations within the hydrogen sector. Issue 1 is out now. Sign up for your free subscription at www.globalhydrogenreview.com.
Welcome to episode 7 of the Palladian Energy Podcast. I'm joined by Oz Rodriguez, Head of Product Go-to-Market Strategy at Lloyd's Register. Hi, Oz.
Hi, Elizabeth. Thank you for having me today. It's a pleasure.
Looking forward to it. So, Oz, as you know, this series of the podcast focuses on digitalization, and you're joining us as an expert on that very topic as it applies to the energy industry. So I'm looking forward to talking to you about what you consider to be the best approach to digital asset management in the sector, and perhaps hearing your views on the shortcomings of digitalization across the sector and how those shortcomings might be tackled. So maybe you can kick things off for us by giving us a little overview of the work that Lloyd's Register does and your role as Head of Product Go-to-Market Strategy.
Sure. Lloyd's Register has been in the market for 260 years. It's a company that has been through four industrial revolutions. So they do understand what it takes to take the innovations that are coming for a given time period and taking those innovations and making the best out of them. In this time and age, we're talking about digitalization, the ocean economy, but also Lloyd's Register with the digital products area. They support the energy business. And we do this by enhancing our customers' decision-making with engineering expertise that has been productized within software. So we can automate some tasks that we can provide with answers that might be difficult to get otherwise, and get all that acumen of 260 years of engineering excellence that we've provided to our customers and deliver that into software platforms to support asset performance and risk management for our customers.
And then your role at Lloyd's Register, let's talk a little bit about what you do.
I'm just the guy that evangelizes about everything that we do. I connect. I have a really good understanding of the dynamics of the market within the context of digital transformation and digitalization, and making that connection between what we build on what we think is the best tools and the best solutions for our customers' needs and gaps and the market. So I close that gap, and that's why I love to participate in podcasts and webinars and series so that we can expose the good work that we're doing at Lloyd's, and that we also give back to the community on what we learn day by day by working with customers and prospects and making our way into the industry.
Fantastic. Well, we're really happy you're here today. So the digital transformation has delivered numerous industry gains, and we've been focusing on the many benefits of digitalization in this series. But is there perhaps a danger in taking a tunnel vision approach here?
It is. When we talk about digital transformation, we talk about reducing waste, eliminating waste, in my opinion. And marketing, and we have done a terrible job at communicating what the core is, and now we believe that we need to digitalize everything, that end-to-end everything has to be digitalized, where the real goal of digital transformation is looking at digital solutions, software, to support some of these waste generating activities and replace that with automated solutions that will allow us to be more agile. And by doing that, we could run into the risk of going into several small pointed solutions that solve a little problem here, a little problem there, maybe part of a problem over here, and then we don't have a holistic view of the process, of the supply chain, of the issue. And I think that's the main danger that we have seen, is having so many tools in your IT ecosystem for little things here and there and not having them join up at a higher level. So now you move, and I've said this before, you move the problem downstream, meaning you may fix a problem on one piece, but now you're pushing the problem down. So somebody now has to take that information from different systems and build a dashboard, build something and maintain it. And if this is not automated, then you run into the same risks of having dated data, not good quality data, and making decisions, which is the most difficult part, making decisions with that data.
Sure. So you're saying that it really should start with defining the problem that you want to solve.
It always starts with the problem, and the solution is not always technology. It's always people, process, and then technology. And we're too easily jump to conclusions without taking a step back and looking at the holistic view.
Well, that leads me on to my next question, because I wanted to ask you about energy assets that are managed by teams of lots of different specialists. And I think that can lead to them all having quite distinctive perspectives on that single asset. So in that sense, is each team or each discipline operating under, you know, a degree of avoidable constraint? Could they be impacting, you know, the other areas of asset performance or damaging overall operations?
I think the answer is yes. And it goes back to my previous answer. We've gone to the market and we've analyzed data and data silos, and 20 to 30% of revenues lost to data silos. And it's like going to the doctor and they will observe a symptom in one of your organs, and they will focus on that so much that they may damage or they overlook the impact of the procedure in other organs, right? It has to be looked at holistically. So I cannot just go and change my production conditions because I need more and faster output of the product to meet a goal without taking into consideration the long-term consequences that act would have into the health of that equipment, to the point that it may fail, right? Mm-hmm. So there are design constraints, there are operational constraints on how you manage, install, and maintain an equipment, and you should follow that. But we don't do that because of things that happen in a plant on a daily basis. And when we go out of those constraints and we don't communicate with other teams, then you could lead to unexpected consequences and events, and not having that holistic view basically sets the way to have those issues.
So you're wanting a kind of bird's eye view of the asset from each different perspective.
Yeah. Imagine a view for maintenance that it connects to a view for operational performance, that connects to a view to energy consumption, that connects to a view to emissions control, right? So when you make a change, when you change the configuration, when you do maintenance, you see how it impacts not only what you are looking at, but all the other factors around that equipment.
So there's an opportunity here then to harness the power of digital to connect up those layers of an asset. So to essentially transform the way that you carry out asset management with a view to making sure that you don't impact on other bits of your business.
That is correct. You have an asset has different layers, and depending on who's looking at the asset at a single time, it's looking at it from one point of view. Mm-hmm. And what we do not want is that making decisions on that single point of view without having information at least, or some data that will tell you what would be, could be the impacts of other areas. For example, if I do maintenance today on an equipment that's very old, is that the best methodology? Am I doing the right maintenance, right? If I look at the energy consumption versus the cost of that equipment, it might be more feasible to replace that equipment in the next couple of years, even though it's very costly. But if I look at a 10-year view, might be saving with the new equipment so much on energy that not only I will be impacting the planet in a positive way, helping achieve my sustainability goals, but also saving cost in the long term. So that's why you have to look at things, not this machine needs to function, period. Doesn't matter what I do to it, it needs to function. That's what you called, rightly so, tunnel vision. You have to start looking at into a wider perspective. And even though there's companies that have the maturity to look at that into different ways, I think this layer concept could help from the most immature company to the most mature to have a holistic view on the performance of their assets.
Yeah, and I see that digitalization and the quest for sustainability are both potentially pretty disruptive things, do you think? I mean, this isn't business as normal. This is change and upheaval and possibly quite a steep learning curve. Can you talk a bit more about the relationship between digitalization and sustainability goals?
I think they are joined to the hip. I think that we have so much technology. We are talking about Web 3.0 here, right? Decentralization. We're talking about digital currencies. We're talking about so many. We're talking about the metaverse. We're talking about so many things that could aid at some point or helping us move forward and get to our sustainability goals, as we set them up last year in COP26, right? Which was kind of that inflection point for us as an industry to go and execute and have a clear goal on what we want to achieve. But there's so much technology around us. We just need to look at the use cases and the best way to apply this technology to the right use case. So no, we're not going to put every single of our assets in the metaverse and we're going to do inspections on the metaverse. What I'm trying to, even though that might be, I'm overstating the problem with that example, what I'm trying to say is that there might be pieces of digital twin, there might be pieces of simulation, there might be pieces of other technologies that will allow us to get closer to that, to those goals that we set up on that meeting last year.
So you talk about yourself as an evangelist. Part of your job then, presumably, is to demystify that digital transformation.
I really have interesting conversations with customers. To give you an example, they want prescriptive analytics from day zero. And I say, great. Do you understand that you have to have sensors and you have to have a machine to collect this data and that you have to have intelligence because no one is going to analyze all that data? And then you have to intimately understand the equipment that you're going to be analyzing. So I start listing the things that they need and they go, well, no, we don't have any of that. So no, again, the problem is not about technology. The problem is about the issue that you have and what is the best way of closing that gap or fixing that issue. I will say to the industry that we're very fast at making conclusions out of something. Mm-hmm. And I will invite everybody to fall in love with the problem, not the solution. What is it that I need to fix? What are different angles that I can take? I can just hiring somebody with the expertise fix it. I just don't have to buy a software program, install it, maintain it, update it, put it into my IT ecosystem for something that could be easily solved somewhere else, somehow else. And even though I love technology and I'm a technologist at heart, I think that allows you to understand that not everything is solved through technology. It is a way to solve things, not the only way.
I love that perspective. I think a lot of people would hold up digitalization as the savior of all, so the solution for all our current woes. But I think that's probably not the case. It's not so easy.
No, it's not so easy. No, it's not.
What would you like our listeners then to take away from this podcast episode?
First of all, thank you for listening. And it's amazing. Again, a podcast, something so simple. It's still technology, but allows us to disseminate all these messages on all this information. And we as an industry, we need to share more of the things that we learn. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we have our competitive advantages, but we also need to if we all grow, the industry grows, right? So we grow together, and sharing these things are key. So the takeaways are, don't digitalize everything. Look at waste generating activities and always look at process, people, and technology on the best and most efficient way of solving it. Don't jump to conclusions. What is your problem? Always take different perspectives of that problem to see how it would be the best way of solving it. And yes, technology is an enabler to get us to our sustainability goals, but we should share that knowledge within the industry, right? That's not a competitive advantage anymore. That's something that buyers expect from us, that we responsibly produce all these products that we use on a daily basis.
Thank you so much, Els.
Thank you, Elizabeth, for having me.
My thanks to Oz Rodriguez, who offered us his thoughts on a holistic, layered approach to digital asset management so as to avoid creating those data silos and improve overall performance. And he helped us think about making the problem the focus rather than the solution. Oilfield Technology keeps upstream oil and gas professionals up to date on the latest technologies and developments in the sector through in-depth articles, regional reports, and project news. Sign up to our newsletter at oilfieldtechnology.com/newsletter for a free copy of each issue.